Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's O'Neill Outside on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls, from Black Powder Headquarters at the Bojangles Studio high in the mountains in North Georgia. This is O'Neill Outside, and I welcome you to a brand new, unused Saturday morning. Yes, indeed. James Brown says, I feel good, and I do. And welcome to the program. It's 6 after the hour. You're listening to the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the world, I'm told, and I boastfully tell you that, and haven't had anybody to challenge me, but we'll see. A lot of things to do this morning. The fishing is great. The turkey hunting is really fabulous. We'll talk about all those things, and including your calls. You can listen to the program on WSB Radio, 750 AM and 95.5 FM. And the SB, the Sports Broadcast Radio Network, out of Houston, Dallas, Sacramento, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Little Rock, Columbus, and on and on and on. And we hope you'll join us on the program. That, and you can be in touch with us on Facebook at O'Neill Outside. And Woman Williams is not with us this morning, but that's okay. She had some surgery this week. She had her right knee replaced. She probably doesn't want me telling you that, but in any case, walking down the stairs from a surgery of that nature 4 days ago is a little much. So she's taking the morning off, but that's okay. You and I can talk about so many things. The telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. And if you wonder what I do when I'm looking to the side here, this is the call screener software. I'm in touch with Jason Byers, who is the engineer at WSB, downtown Atlanta, and Karen Green and Brian Green. They're in our studio in Peachtree City, Georgia. So it all emanates from right here, and it's channeled worldwide. The last time we got some long-distance callers, they were from Australia, New Zealand, South Korea, and Australia, New Zealand, South Korea, and somewhere in Russia. But we'll talk about all of these things when we get back. The calls are starting to come in now, and we hope you'll join us. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. You guys stay right there. I'll be back.
On News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB.
Further into the first callers coming in this morning, it's my obligation to tell you to, if you're in the Atlanta area, be sure and pick up an Atlanta Journal and Constitution newspaper. It's loaded with coupons. And we're going to do the four-gun safety rules in a moment. But first, our primary caller during the first part of the second hour is Mac, and he's on the line right now. Good morning, Mac Farr. What do you say?
Good morning, O'Neill. How are you?
Good. Do you have a good Ram truck fishing report for us?
I do. Fishing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's good, but O'Neill, I got to start out by saying things are very different because, and this is, again, not just Lanier, a lot of area lakes or southeastern lakes, the water temperatures are suppressed because we keep having these big cold fronts. And mm-hmm. You look at the calendar, I believe it's the 21st, but the water temperature says March.
Ooh. Okay.
You need to factor that in today. Some of the patterns that you think might be on may not, because you're looking at the calendar and not factoring that water temperature. Things have been a little late to happen, and I think it really messed with our heads when it did warm up in late February and water temperatures were above normal. So a lot of movement. But all in all, fishing's good. Just factor that in as you go. All over the southeast, you know, we're getting a really good live bait bite with the stripers, free lines, planer boards. just fishing sand saddles, shallow structures. Now, Lanier, we're still getting a lot of fish over open water. And the big thing that developed this week, we're getting a really good umbrella rig bite, pulling rigs over shallow humps. That's been a really strong pattern. So that's okay. Something you might want to, particularly, not today. Today we got a beautiful day, but going forward into the week, if you get wind and you're trying to present a live bait in the wind, that's really tough. You can fish an umbrella in the wind. It's pretty sloppy conditions and still be effective.
Let me stop you there for Mac, for a moment. When you talk about the umbrella rig, describe that for us, please, and how many baits are you pulling with that umbrella rig?
That's a really good point, because I assume people know what an umbrella rig is. If you took an umbrella, let's just picture an umbrella, and you took all the fabric off of it, and you took the handle off of it, and you tied your line to the top of it, and you had the spokes of the umbrella, the arms of the umbrella coming off, and then you tied a jig to the end of each one of them. That maybe will give everybody a visual of what this thing is. And then you put it in the water and you troll with it. And our umbrellas have 9 baits on them. So you're pulling 9 baits, which emulates a school of bait in the water.
Okay, now, it's not a stretch. I'm sure it's true, but I want to ask you, would you say that the striper or the game fish, he hears that coming through the water, doesn't he?
Absolutely, and we got to qualify what hearing is, because I know where you're going with that. Mm-hmm. He hears it through his lateral line as much as anything. But yeah, it's a lot of bulk. It's a lot of movement. It's displacing a lot of water, and I think he knows it's there long before he sees it.
Oh yeah. How many at a time have you ever caught on an umbrella rig at the same time?
Most I've ever caught was 4.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, we've had pictures from some of the guys that fish in some of the Texas reservoirs that are just really loaded up with fish. And every once in a while, somebody will send me a picture of 5. They'll land 5 on one rig.
Well, yeah. I'm sure, too, a lot of times you get bit, and one will fight one direction and one in the other, and they pull off.
Oh, yeah, that happens. Or if you get 3 on there, a lot of times one pulls off. Because when you get multiples on there, they forget about you. They fight each other. If they had enough sense to look at each other and say, okay, on the count of 3, we're all going to swim to the right, we'd never get them in. Thank goodness they hadn't figured that out.
Okay. That's great.
And the other thing we've got to talk about real quick, O'Neill, if you're going bass fish is really good on Lanier. A lot of different patterns there. There's a lot, something we never get to talk about, and I mentioned this in my report, submerged grass. Well, the lake came up, and we had drought conditions last year. We had a lot of grass that grew up that submerged. That's been a really good pattern. So some of it is underwater, though. The lake came up enough, it's not just visible grass. It's seaweed. So keep that in the back of your mind when you go this morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That second tier of grass that's out there under the water, 6-10 feet deep.
Sounds to me like, with my experience from years ago, fishing over a big grass flat that's submerged sounds like a spinnerbait bite to me.
Yeah, I think, and if it'll get a little bit warmer too and get that water temperature up a little bit, I think that's going to be probably something we always get a spinnerbait bite, but not, like you said, over grass flats. So that's kind of different. It's kind of neat. And when it's happened in years past, following prior droughts, that's been a really good bite. So, and all of what we're talking about too, O'Neill, you can see the expanded version of the Ram fishing report on our webpage too.
Tell us about that one more time.
Yeah, we put it on the Facebook page every Friday night. It's what we just talked about now in detail. So if you go on the lake, check it. And if you're on Lanier, you might glean some information or some patterns or techniques that are very applicable to what you're fishing for on your reservoir.
Good idea.
So, but bottom line is we got a great weekend. It's April. Man, beautiful weather. Everybody get out there and go fishing. Enjoy the lake. Take the kid. Be safe while you're doing it.
You bet. Thanks for calling, Mac.
Yep, have a good weekend.
Talk to you next week. You bet. There you go. Mac always has some fabulous information. 17 after the hour, 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255, as a kind of a service. Oh, okay, here's a little, I didn't want to, Mac's on his way to the lake. I learned a lot about bass fishing during my tournament days. And a lot of times people will ask me, what do I do to be a better fisherman? Bass fisherman. The answer is go. Get into a bass club. Fish tournaments. Go to the lake. Because if you're in the boat with a fellow who's in the tournament, he's not going to keep secrets from you. He's going to fish the best way he knows how. And years ago, I had a real lesson for me. I was fishing in a tournament. I was in the lead. I was the, what did we call it then? It was the Georgia Bass Anglers Tournament Trail, and I was in the lead in the points championship. And we went to Clark's Hill. And I drew a partner. He was a local fella. And I had located some bass in a big grass flat at the halfway back into a creek, a shallow flat. The fish were there. And I was catching them on a buzz bait. And when I hooked up with his partner, lo and behold, he was too. So I said, oh, man, this is great. Well, he caught up until noon, at least, when I changed. For every one I caught, he caught three. And he's fishing in the back of the boat. We're using buzz baits and spinner baits over this grass flat. What was he doing different? Didn't take long for me to find out. He was using a trailer hook, and I was using a trailer hook, but he was turning his trailer hook down. So he had a hook up and a hook below, kind of like this, if you can see it on the television, like this. And I finished 11th, and he finished 3rd. It's almost 21 after the hour. We've got some calls, and I'm going to get to Wade in a moment for talk about hunting. But we don't want to go through the break without, I got a break here in a minute, so I'll talk to Wade. But little things like that, and he didn't mind, but he showed me what he was doing after. Another thing before I get off the buzzbait bite that's upcoming, one of the things that I fished one time with Rick Klun, and he taught me this, and you should know this because it does work. A lot of times if you're using a spinnerbait or a buzzbait on the surface, you'll get a bite and he misses it. Okay? If you throw the spinnerbait back or the buzzbait back, most of the time he won't bite it. But if you have a plastic worm tied on and you throw it right back into the swirl, most of the time, see, he'll miss it, and then he'll come back. And if you throw a plastic worm in there, you'll get bit most of the time. It's 21 and a half after the hour, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. I hope I hit this break right so nobody talks about me like I'm an idiot, which most of the time I am. So, it's break time, and I'll be back.
Right outside your window, I got money in my pockets, and I brought a nice bottle of wine.
You're listening to O'Neill Outside, and we've got our calls coming in right now. First of all, let's talk to Wade. Wade is calling from Kentucky on O'Neill Outside. Good morning, Wade.
Morning. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Outstanding. What are you doing today?
Got news in my 35th year high school union yesterday. I'm all excited.
Good for you. Isn't it funny how everybody but you got old?
Yeah, really. Yeah, and Kim, Lisa, Donna, and Patty met the other day and planned it.
Good.
I got word of it yesterday. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, you should go to all those reunions. Now, be sure and clean yourself up now and look good.
I know. I got shaved. I got me a good haircut last week.
Okay.
Hey, the turkeys up here are just acting crazy.
How's that?
I ain't really got a place to hunt around. I can fish where I want to, but hunting's a little scarce. But they're all over the place. I'm right here near the Barren River, and it's along like floodplain. And there's a big quarry over here, and there's a big chunk of land between here and there. Kind of go around it. It's like a square mile.
Right.
And you'll see them on this side one day, on that side the other day.
So you mean they're acting funny? You mean you're seeing a lot of them?
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of gobblers together.
Oh, well, they hadn't broken up yet, huh?
No, on the rural roads, you know, like the back way to the grocery store, you'll see them crossing the road, but on the main road, you'll see them in the big fields on the side of the road.
I see. Well, a lot of times, the gobblers will spend some time together because they sometimes haven't established who's the boss.
Yeah.
So that's an ongoing thing. But if you're seeing a lot of birds, that means, and gobblers, that means a couple of 3 years ago you had a great hatch.
Yeah, now this year, as well as it's been here this year, it might have been rough on them. But, yeah, there's a healthy population now.
That's good. Glad to hear it. Number one big game animal in North America.
I tell you what, they're pretty birds.
Pretty
bird. I know my buddy Kyle's going this morning. I seen him on Messenger. I said, what are you doing up this early? He said, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. That's good. Well, let me know how you do if you go, and let me know how everybody got old at the reunion except you.
Hey, I'll be down there in about a week or so. I'm going down there to take care of a few things. I'm going to get to spend a little time at that lake in Nalana. That's not far from you. If you're near Amicalola, that bit over off Hurricane Creek where Billy's Lake is, that's not far from you. O'Neill.
Not at all. I'm familiar with it.
Like you had to come catch some of them crappie.
There you go. It's time.
I appreciate you, but don't hang up on me now. I done got dumped twice this morning. I can't
okay,
get you on
Okay, I'll put you on hold, pal.
I appreciate it, buddy. Good talk to you.
You bet.
Tell
there you go.
I hope she feels better and hope her leg is good.
Oh, she's making great progress. There you go. Okay, 28 after the hour. Now let's talk to Hank the Yank. What do you say? I missed you last week, bud. I'm sorry.
You still miss me?
I do.
There you go. Good boy. How's Miss Williams doing?
She's doing fine. You know, get the a knee replacement is difficult. It's better than without it, but you get better every day, and it's just a little bit of a recovery.
Yeah, I'm familiar. My wife just had her hip replaced about a month and a half, 2 months ago.
I remember.
She's doing great.
That's good.
She can't catch me yet, but she's doing good.
Okay. Thank goodness for smart people.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. So listen, let me tell you a couple things going on really quick. This has just been, I must tell you, this has been the craziest in all my years down here, 21 years of being a Southern guy. This has got to be the kookiest spring we've had. It's just the weather is up, the weather is down, it's staying cold, it gets warm, it goes back to being cold, the wind doesn't stop howling. It's just been brutal, quite frankly. And everything is running behind. And the fact is, here we are on the 21st of April, and, you know, we're still not seeing, just to tell you how the fishing has been up and down as well, on the lake, we're not even seeing the ducklings and the geeselings or whatever they call them, the little babies. They're not out yet. Everything is running late because of the weather. The water temp is about 60 degrees on the pond right now on Lanier, and I would venture to guess that is a good 7 or 8 degrees lower than what we normally see this time of year. We're not getting the patterns or the consistency of the patterns that we're used to seeing. So for fly anglers, it's been a tough go. I will tell you, the striper fishing for a fly fisherman right now for the last probably 4 weeks has been as tough as I've seen in any April so far. So I will tell you, if you want to be successful, the one pattern that you can count on right now, which is absolutely, well, this is going to be counterintuitive. The pattern that's lights out is fishing dock lights. The lights on the docks and on Lanier at night are absolutely loaded, O'Neill, to the hilt with fish. I went out last night. I took a trip in the morning yesterday early. We met at 5 a.m. and we hit four dock lights, and we had up on high in the water column floating. You could have caught these fish with a weightless fluke. That's how high in the water column they were. Mm-hmm. We had 15, 18 fish on the first light. We had 10 fish on the second light, six on the third light, four on the fourth light. There were fish all over the dock lights. They are just teeming. So that's kind of what's going on pattern-wise.
Okay. Good. It's something dependable.
And the bomber bite is good. You know, the guys fishing at night with bombers are just wailing on the fish. Mm-hmm. So for a fly angler, you either need to know the dock lights, where they're located, or go search for them.
Uh-oh. I lost it. Well, Henry, you can call back. We got the gist of everything there. We lost him. It wasn't me, Henry. It wasn't me. Okay, at 31 after the hour, before Henry comes back and concludes that, Jason, let's jump in and have the Silent Hero account, if we can do that.
And now, it's time for the Ronnie Thames Silent Hero Foundation Award, brought to you by Fire Aid.
And I'm always so, it makes me proud to be able to do the Silent Hero, because these guys don't get much recognition at all. And that's why it's called the Silent Hero. Okay, an off-duty firefighter, he's an EMT, off-duty, paramedic, EMT, Ben Foley. And he was on his way, he's in Boston, Massachusetts, on the way to a Christmas party. He witnessed a car crash there near Boston, Mass. Now, instead of just pulling around the accident, carrying on with his business and going ahead to the party, no, of course, he pulled over to help. Well, one of the passengers, the driver and one passenger, they were passed out. The automobile was full of smoke and it was on fire. He managed to pull them from the vehicle. It was belching 6-foot flames and about to explode. He kept them both alive with his training until the other EMT vehicle could get there and take over. His EMT paramedic training took over and kept two people alive, and he's on his way to a Christmas party. The Ronnie Thames Silent Hero account for April the 21st, a paramedic by the name of Ben Foley, 34 after the hour. And let's see, I've got 34. I've got time to do this. Let's talk to Richard. Richard is calling from West Virginia on O'Neill Outside. Good morning.
Yes, I am.
Yes, Richard.
One person talked about it. Let's see, has your wife had a knee replacement?
Yes, she did.
And talking about a hip replacement?
Yes.
That's what I got to figure out, because I got tremendous pain in my right knee, and it feels like I have a lot of trouble moving with my hip. And I went in, and they gave me an x-ray and told me it's nothing more than arthritis.
Uh-huh.
I think maybe I better check in at the regular ER and see, because I might have to have that done too. I'll check and see. What I wanted to find out was this, is if you want to take a 14-year-old boy fishing in the lake, what old gear do you need to get? I mean, what kind of pole do you need to get? What kind of, just exactly what do you need to go to introduce somebody like him to a lake to go fishing?
Okay.
What do you need to take?
Well, the easiest thing, the most expensive, but the easiest thing is to go to a lake and hire a guide. Beyond that, you need to, the kid needs to be acquainted with the equipment. He needs to use a practice plug and cast, whether it's a Zebco 33 or a Johnson Century or some kind of a reel that operates. Children have no patience with something that doesn't work, okay? Then usually the best thing to do is, if you're not going to hire a guide, is go to a pond that you're familiar with, it's got some fish in it. There's not any fish in it. It doesn't do any good. The most fun is to use live bait. Minnows, crickets. I tell you what, you can buy what's called Fisher's Choice. You can get it at Walmart, and it's wax worms, crickets, and so on that work just like live bait. And they'll last for 5 years in the can and 2 weeks after you open the can. Use some live bait with a float, something that you get a visual indication that you just got a bite, because the float goes down. Remember, the prettiest sight is always the hole in the water where the cork used to be. So live bait, a pond that works, being familiar with the equipment. And it doesn't have to be a 12-hour trip. Just a 2 or 3 hours will be enough. Have a lot of refreshments. Leave the cell phone at home. And make it fun. And just get bit. Doesn't have to be a world's record. Just get bit. Does that help you?
I think it does. The only, you can't get a guide. Like I said, I'm just going to a pond, which is probably only a half
live
hour
bait.
Here.
Live bait. I got to go, Richard. Glad you called, pal. I always enjoy hearing from you. This is O'Neill. We'll be back. You're listening to O'Neill Outside, and the telephone number, should you like to call, are 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255, 40 after the hour. Got several things to do here this morning remaining, but first of all, let's talk to David. He's calling from Blairsville, Georgia. Great town. Good morning, David.
Good morning, O'Neill. How are you doing today?
Outstanding. Great. It's a weekend coming up.
I heard that it's going to be a beautiful one. We got that low pressure coming in on Monday. The fishing's going to be great.
Yes, indeed. Good observation.
Anyway, well, I had a question for you. I know you go a lot down to Costa Rica to that Crocodile Bay.
Correct.
And I was just wondering, have you ever done any snook fishing down there? Because that is world class snook fishing.
Yes, it is, and the answer to you is no. I have not.
When you go back, you need to do it.
Okay. Yeah, I love. I've done most of my snook fishing in South Florida.
Me too. I was raised in Vero Beach, and we used to go down to Fort Pierce. Fort Pierce held it was a competition basically between Costa Rica and Fort Pierce, Florida, where the world record snook was held. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, I don't know where it is now. I'm sure it's in Costa Rica or Fort Pierce still.
I believe so. Yeah. I think. Let me interrupt for a moment. I talked to that fellow who has that world's record.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was a mate on a boat that I was on out of Fort Pierce. And he caught it in Costa Rica. He was trolling along the beach.
Wow.
And it weighed 59 pounds.
Man.
Yeah, right.
That's a nice snook. And I'll tell you what, when you hook up one of those big ones, man, there's nothing like that first run.
You betcha. It's like a nuclear largemouth bass.
It is. And when they hit the top water, it sounds like a bomb going off.
Absolutely. Fabulous fish.
All right. Well, O'Neill, I just was curious if you'd ever done any. When you get back down there, you need to give it a whirl.
That's a good idea. I appreciate the recommendation. No kidding. I will do that.
All right, O'Neill, you have a great weekend.
You bet. Thanks for calling, pal. Have a great weekend. There you are. One of the things I'm supposed to do here is to tell you that this program is brought to you every Saturday by Tough Shed, Horsetown, Hayes Auto, Realtree, Fire Aid 2000, got to have those, Timbuktu Outdoors, that's the Fisher's Choice Baits, and Cloak, the wash for your turkey hunting and whitetail deer hunting. True Turn Hooks and Roadrunner Lures, Crocodile Bay Resort, very conveniently, Stripling's General Store in Bogart and in Albany, Georgia, or as they say there, it's Albany. Works Tools, W-O-R-X, and Rockwell Tools, the Whitetail Institute, Wild Game Forage, and of course now, the Governor's Gun Club. Now, at 43 after the hour, I've got time to tell you about the Governor's Gun Club. It's in Kennesaw in Powder Springs, but the Kennesaw location is now open. The grand opening is May the 11th. Now, try to get this picture. And you're going to have to go to the club to find out and get confirmation about what I'm about to tell you. The Governor's Gun Club. It's an indoor skeet shooting and eventually five stand and sporting clays. That indoor now is the only one in the United States. 37,000 square feet for that one venue, okay? 100-yard rifle range for high-powered rifle sighting in and testing. Several pistol ranges, simulated archery range, and archery target range, a fabulous five-star restaurant, and they cook at the five-star. They cook on big green eggs. Yeah, what can I tell you? and a fabulous lounge. It's open to the public, and it is a membership club. If you're in the area of Kennesaw, Marietta, Canton, Ball Ground even, go and visit the Governor's Gun Club. Look them up on the internet. It's a fabulous, fabulous place and a one of a kind totally in the United States. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. And of course, we're also on Facebook at O'Neill Outside. And we had an inquiry from Facebook. Now, I live in North Georgia, Gail and I do. And Carter's Lake is not very far from here. Now, Carter's is not a big lake. It's deep, ultra deep, clear water. It's full of spotted bass. And so someone wrote on Facebook about how you fish Carter's Lake. Light line, fish deep, but here's the key, and you can whack them now, I'm telling you. There's a canal, if you will, that separates from the lake to go over to the dam input. If you will go there in the afternoon, you determine the generation schedule, and you will go to the mouth of that canal with live bait. When they start generating in the afternoon, you're going to whack stripers and white bass and hybrids and spotted bass and largemouth. You're just going to whack them. That current that's generated, the fish suspend out in the deep water. And as soon as that current begins, they get active. They'll rise up in the column, and you can get to them with live bait, and you will get your string stretched. I will tell you that. So, all right, it's 47 after the hour. I think I'm right on all my timing from time to time. No, I'm not supposed to talk about politics. And you don't have to answer this. Now, I don't want you to answer. But I'd just put it out here for your consideration. Who would you, in politics, who would you like to just give them a good slap? I have several in mind. But I'll get in trouble if I talk politics on my program. They're on the SB Nation and on WSB, there are plenty of political lots of political conversation. But who'd you like to just give them a good slap? Okay, enough about that. We've talked about turkey hunting today, bass fishing, striper fishing, even snook fishing. And it reminds me to forewarn you, if you will, permit me. In about a month, O'Neill will have a book. It will be called, quite surprisingly, O'Neill Outside. And it's about the people and the places along the way that I've met, that I've visited. It's not a how-to book. It's not a tip book about fishing. It's those things. I've been fortunate enough to be an outdoor enthusiast, be a tournament bass fisherman. I've hunted deer and wild game all over North America and into South America and into Africa. And there may be some observations that you might enjoy. And so that will come out in about a month or so. It'll be an e-book, and it will be an Audible book, and I will read the book. And it's loaded with big green egg recipes. So it's about a couple of hundred pages, and maybe if you order it, you'll get something from it. And I would appreciate, further into it in the next few weeks, I'll announce, because a generous portion of the revenue for the book will go to a foundation. And when that is confirmed, then I'll tell you about that foundation, and maybe you'd like to get the book. It's 50 minutes after the hour, and gosh, I hope I'm right on this break. Am I right, Karen? Yeah, 54. Okay, I get confused. Without Woman Williams here to remind me, then I tell you what we'll do right now, since we have time and it's appropriate. Let's go ahead and switch over and have the privilege of telling you about the Medal of Honor tribute for the week.
Honor, courage, and strength of character. These qualities are embodied by the recipients of the Medal of Honor. Now let's recognize this week's Medal of Honor recipient on O'Neill Outside.
Specialist 4, Leslie Sabo, or Sabo, Cambodia, May 1970. On that day, Specialist Sabo and his platoon were ambushed on all sides by a large enemy force. Without hesitation, Specialist 4 Sabo charged the enemy position, killing several of those soldiers. He assaulted an enemy flanking force, successfully drawing their fire away from the friendly soldiers and ultimately forced that wave of enemy to retreat. In order to resupply the ammunition, he sprinted across an open field to a wounded comrade. And as he did that, an enemy grenade landed nearby. He picked it up, tossed it aside as far as he could, and then, covering the comrade, his fellow soldier, with his own body, he absorbed the brunt of the blast, saving the comrade's life. He seriously wounded from the blast. Then he single-handedly charged another enemy bunker that had inflicted severe damage on the platoon, receiving several serious wounds. He, now being mortally injured, he crawled toward the enemy emplacement, threw another grenade into the bunker, and the explosion silenced the enemy fire. But it also ended his life. The Medal of Honor tribute, Specialist Leslie Sabo, Specialist 4, Cambodia, May 1970. And if you go to O'Neill Outside, right there on that homepage, you'll see a little medallion there, and you can look up about true heroes, not about rock stars or actresses or models or actors, not about professional athletes, and certainly not about most of the politicians. No, it's about true heroes, and we are so fortunate, if you will, to be able to pass along those things to you. And because I've got a break coming up, but I have a moment to tell you how that came about, and I've told this many times before, but you'll have to trust me. I do this because years ago, an entertainer who was evidently a drug addict, I didn't know her personally, she drowned in her bathtub. And subsequently, her daughter did also years later. But in the state in which she lived, they put the flags at half staff for this person, and it made me mad. So we started at that time the Silent Hero account. So right now we need to go to a break, and we'll be back.
News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
So now it's my pleasure to talk to Mike Hayes for a moment. What do you say, Mike?
Hey, good morning, O'Neill. You need to give that girl a hug.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, she can't make it down the steps, so it's my privilege to talk to you this morning, and we'll talk about the 19 model Rams, huh?
Oh, the 19s are here, and they are very impressive.
I'll bet they are.
If you want to see one today at a car show, year one there in Braselton is having a big car show, their first one of the season. And we're going to have a 19 Ram there, plus the new Wrangler will be there.
Oh, well, you're hot stuff today, aren't you?
Well, we're ready to go, but how about the Mac Far fishing trip?
Yeah, I had a great call with Mac today, and what Mike is talking about, Ram buyers through what date, Mike?
Through the end of this month. We've already got 20 so far.
Okay. Somebody is going to get to go fishing with Mac.
That's right.
And it'll be our privilege to maybe, we'll do our best. We're going to draw that live on Facebook.
That'll be fun. That'll be a great time.
No kidding. How many Rams will you have today at the year one car show?
Well, we're just going to have the 119 there.
Okay.
And the one in the new Jeep body. So it'd be a good thing to take a look at today and enjoy the old and the new on display at the car show.
Oh, yeah. The year one car shows are really special. And when you mix in the Ram that you're going to be taking there, and the Jeep and all, it's going to be quite an afternoon.
I think it will. It goes from 11 to 3, so it'll be right in the middle of the day.
I wish I could make it, and I will be soon.
That'll be great, sir.
Good deal. Thanks, Mike. Good luck to you. Have a great weekend, pal.
Yes, sir. See y'all. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye.
O'Neill here for Governor's Gun Club in Powder Springs and now in Kennesaw. Believe me, it's not your average gun store. No, sir. This is Shooting Sports Headquarters, featuring the nation's first indoor sporting clay range with trap shooting, 100-yard indoor high-powered rifle range, virtual archery simulator, and more. Not only that, but even a first-class restaurant and lounge for select members. Then there's the range. Oh, my, visit and take part. Learn gun safety and use, and extend your knowledge and capability all under one roof. There are no gun clubs anywhere like Governor's Gun Club. It's the original Guntry Club. Come see the outstanding new facility in Kennesaw for yourself before the grand opening on May the 11th. Call today, arrange a visit, become a member, and connect to a community of like-minded enthusiasts. Governor's Gun Club in two locations, Powder Springs and Kennesaw. It's the best.
Well, we've come to a conclusion of another O'Neill Outside over the last 2 hours. Sorry that woman Williams couldn't make it this morning. She did have surgery this week, replaced one of her knees. And so the meds and the rehab and all that's kind of got her down, and she can't get, well, she can't walk up and down the steps. I had a knee replacement about last August. And I can tell you, the steps are manageable, but it's hardly worth it. One of the things before I leave today is I did hear indeed earlier on one of the newscasts that someone somewhere, I don't remember, it doesn't matter, took their automobile or their truck or the SUV or whatever they were driving, and they ran up on the curb and ran over people. I guess to most liberals that means we need to do away with cars. What do you think? Guns have nothing to do with it, and we'll be talking about that. We talked about that not long ago, and I'll tell you again without elaboration, the problem that we have with gun violence in this country is we're not enforcing the law, but more than that, to me, it's the destruction or the failure of the American family. The family doesn't exist anymore, and young people in their teens watch games on their computer, and they see is. They try to see as many people as they can kill. We don't value life like we used to, and you learn that from your family, from your friends, and that coagulation, that partnership makes you appreciate life, and that's what we're missing. Well, it's too late to do some of the other things we wanted to do. If you're a Georgia resident, be sure and get your Georgia wildlife tag, okay? You can get it at the tag office or online. It supports wildlife in Georgia, an extra $25. The money goes to the DNR, okay? It's something you should do.
Thanks for joining us for the program. Now, next week, Woman Williams and I will not be on the air. This show will be re-aired. I hope you enjoy the weekend. It's springtime. This is O'Neill. And if you're too busy to go fishing and take a kid along, believe me, you're too busy. And I really do mean that. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.